This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel is pressing ahead with its Gaza offensive after a series of shootings, including of three hostages who were shirtless and waving a white flag. That raised questions about Israel's wartime conduct. Gaza remained under a communications blackout for a third straight day. That's the longest of the war. Aid groups say such outages complicate rescue efforts after bombings and make it more difficult to monitor the war's toll on civilians. Israel is facing calls for a ceasefire from some of its closest allies and could come under further pressure to scale back major combat operations when U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits this week. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At the United States State Department, VOA's Cindy Sain says there are those who believe that U.S. pressure on Israel will work.
One expert told VOA he believes the U.S. push for Israel to scale down the assault on Gaza would have an impact. Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow with the American Statecraft Program, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He spoke to VOA via Zoom.
I think that the Israelis probably in mid-January or toward the end of January are going to do precisely that.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed as complete nonsense remarks by U.S. President Joe Biden that Russia would attack a NATO country if it won the war in Ukraine, adding that Russia had no interest in fighting the NATO military alliance. The war in Ukraine has triggered the deepest crisis in Moscow's relations with the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. This is VOA News. The UN Migration Agency says a boat carrying dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe capsized off the coast of Libya, leaving more than 60 people dead, including women and children. We get more now on this from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Saturday's shipwreck was the latest tragedy in this part of the Mediterranean Sea, a key route for migrants seeking a better life in Europe. The agency said the boat was carrying 86 migrants when strong waves swamped it off a town on Libya's western coast, and that 61 migrants drowned. That's according to survivors. Libya has in recent years emerged as the dominant transit point for migrants fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Leaders from Japan and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have adopted a joint vision at a special summit in Tokyo. It places greater emphasis on security and economic cooperation amid growing tensions with China in the regional seas. Japanese Prime Minister also held a series of bilateral talks with ASEAN leaders Sunday and Saturday and signed official military assistance deals with Malaysia and Indonesia to bolster their maritime security capabilities. A blast at a solar explosives factory killed at least 9 people in India's western Nagpur city on Sunday. The blast occurred in the morning during routine sieving of raw materials for explosives, according to a senior manager at the plant. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the world's largest corporate office hub on the, western Gujarat in the city of Surat on Sunday. The Surat Diamond Bourse, which is spread out over 6.7 million square feet, is a diamond trade center consisting of 9 towers of 15 floors that will be housing more than 4,500 office towers. This building is symbolic of India's new strength and resolute, said Modi after his inauguration. The building, by the way, it's now the world's largest. It surpassed the U.S. Pentagon as the largest office in the world in July of 2023. You can get news from the VOA anytime you want it on demand. We have a bunch of ways to do that. We're on all of the social media, Facebook. We have, Instagram, X. We have mobile apps you can download for your smartphone, and our web address is voanews.com. Scott Walterman, VOA News.